Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Faith Abube. A juror speaking exclusively to ABC News after the conviction of disbarred attorney Alec Murdoch in South Carolina for the murder of his wife and son. Craig Moyer telling ABC's Eva Pilgrim most of the jury felt Murdoch was guilty right off the bat.
It was two not guilty, one not sure, and nine guilty.
What was your vote?
Guilty.
From the start?
Yes.
Suspected tornadoes in Louisiana and Texas, toppling trees and damaging property.
Of course, my grandbabies were crying. They're four and five.
Shirley Carden says she just got her grandchildren home from school when the roaring started. This is ABC News. President Biden this morning will award the Medal of Honor to retired Army Colonel Paris Davis. He was an African-American who fought in Vietnam. He's being recognized for his accomplishments on the battlefield.
You feel pleased that you served your country in the way that you thought you would serve your country. America becomes profoundly your flag that you carry around.
Davis was 26 years old and a captain when he and his team held off the enemy for 18 hours. Today's honor, long overdue. Davis was told the U.S. Army lost his paperwork twice. Congress is zeroing in on George Santos, the House Republican, now the subject of an ethics investigation into lies about his background and his finances. A separate subcommittee formed because of the sheer number of allegations. Santos says he will cooperate with the investigation. Today is the global day of unplugging, challenging you to turn off your phone and go screen-free for 24 hours. The idea? To stress the importance of taking a break from all our digital devices. Faith Abube, ABC News.
Your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected on the Civic Media Network. CivicMedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Governor Evers wants to sell three state office buildings in downtown Madison, shrinking state government's real estate space in Wisconsin's capital by 28%. Selling them would save the state more than $440 million in upkeep. It's part of a larger strategy to have 5% of state government employees working outside the Madison area by 2030. There's a bill to increase penalties for rioting in Wisconsin. The bill's author is Republican Senator Van Wongard, who insists it won't affect peaceful protesters.
It's not about stamping down the freedom to have that ability to go talk. It's about eliminating the potential for somebody getting hurt.
The idea for the bill stems from the deadly Kenosha riots of 2020. In sports, the Badgers lost a heartbreaker to Purdue last night, 63-61. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
As goes Wisconsin.
Mandela Barnes, future runs. Not yes, not no.
You know, I'm not closing the door, right? Like, taking a loss is not easy. And it's tough, too, when it's such a razor-thin margin. You know, I know some people who just get up right away and decide they want to run again.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not there. But, you know, it's all timing.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Olivia from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future. Ashiro's day is never done. So let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit ashiretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained. This is Civic Media.
From Green Bay to Oshkosh and Point South, wherever you are in the Fox Valley, count on us to keep you connected, informed, and
outside the pizza box, yes, which means you're tuned into Mad Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Pizza Box Mike here, got Evo running things, and man, do I look awful, dude, look at this.
I told you about this, I told you about the process, I told you about how we're going to set you up, you're going to look better than you've ever looked in your entire life, and you know what, I look pretty good too.
Anyway, no, hey, it was, yesterday was a really, really nice service for my mom, which kind of wraps all this up, right? You know, and I got to see just all kinds of nephews, nieces, few of my, I'm also a great uncle, so there were a few of those kids there, and